This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Triple M, this morning I've got the CEO of the Mount Gambier City Council on the line, Andrew Meddle. Good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, mate, last week, council meeting and lots of stuff being discussed. One of the big things that I saw online was the Reconciliation Action Plan. Tell me all about it.
Yes, so council's been working on this project collaboratively with a number of groups in our community to bring forward its first ever Reconciliation Action Plan. So I'm pleased to say we're the first council in the region to have one. Tuesday night, elected members endorsed our Reconciliation Action Plan. So that's everything that needs to happen in our area done. We've now flicked that over to Reconciliation Australia for the final sign-off. And that really sets the parameters for how council is going to engage in the reconciliation space with everyone in our community. So really, really important step forward for how we can work better with everyone and make sure that we're fully inclusive for the benefit of all of our residents and visitors.
Andrew, how did it come about that council recognised that they needed to do something about this?
I think it's been something that has been steadily moving up the agenda in local government terms, and it was an opportunity that was worked through by the previous council, which has now come to fruition in the life of the current council, recognising the importance of reconciliation.
Now, councils also need a strategic plan, and that is something that councillors have been discussing.
That's it. We've had a series of meetings and workshops to inform our approach to the review of our strategic plan, which we have to do every 4 years. So we're starting later today our public consultation period on the strategic plan for the period 2020 until 2024. Your listeners will note that it's got a similar look and feel to the previous strategic plan in terms of its themes, but we have reinvigorated some of the content. So we've now got a focus, now that we know we've got a community and recreation hub coming forward, now that we know there's a feeling that the community want to understand what the opportunities are in the Crater Lakes and so on, that we can start to bring forward those exciting new projects for the community and put them in the public eye and give everyone the chance to be consulted on what they want to see us do over the next 4 years.
Now, Andrew, one of the big topics that has been talked about over probably the course of a couple of months now, the Caroline landfill fees. What's going on with council?
Yes, so we had two separate items on this on Tuesday night. The historic motion from last year has been rescinded. That motion was to increase the fees for the landfill and to reduce the fees at the waste transfer station. Council considered a report later in the agenda, which then set the fees for the Caroline landfill. So a lot of your listeners will be aware that councils across the state have been slugged twice by the state government with a solid waste levy this year that we weren't expecting. So we got another hit on the 1st of January that was unplanned for. So we knew we'd have to adjust our fees to take account of that state government levy. But because risk is increasing in terms of our operation at the Caroline landfill because of the state government's approach, we've increased our risk margin to 15% to protect our interests and those of our ratepayers. That means the entombment fee for waste going into the Caroline landfill will be $190 a tonne until the end of this financial year, when we're expecting another hit from the state government in terms of the solid waste levy. We're making no change to the current fees for the waste transfer station, and we'll investigate those as part of the council's fees and charges process, and that will form part of our overall annual business plan and budget.
And Andrew, creative arts have also been discussed at council. What's going on there?
Yeah, so creative arts certainly a key theme in the emerging strategic plan. But we've recently received recommendations from our working party on the successful applications to our Creative Art Fund. So we'll be releasing our $25,000 worth of funding now to enable some really good projects to come forward in the city. And I'd encourage your listeners to keep an eye out for these projects as they emerge.
Andrew, it is always good to catch up to find out what's going on at council. Always good to have a chat. We'll catch up in the next month or so and do some more chatting, all right?
Thank you, Ewan. Have a great day.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M and always online at triplem.com.au.